Well, lies, plain and simple. That's the blunt assessment of the former FBI director James Comey about what Donald Trump said after he fired him. Mr. Comey was speaking for the first time publicly since his abrupt sacking last month. In what's been a long-awaited testimony, he told the Senate Intelligence Committee, Mr. Trump lied to the American public when he said the FBI was in disarray and agents had lost confidence in him.
Those were lies, plain and simple. And I am so sorry that the FBI workforce had to hear them, and I'm so sorry that the American people were told them. I worked every day at the FBI to help make that great organization better. And I say help because I did nothing alone at the FBI. I have a message before I close for my former colleagues of the FBI. But at first, I want the American people to know this truth. The FBI is honest. The FBI is strong. And the FBI is and always will be independent.
He said the administration's comments defamed both him and the agency. And Mr. Comey also told the committee Russia did meddle in the U.S. election last year.
There should be no fuzz on this whatsoever. The Russians interfered in our election during the 2016 cycle. They did it with purpose. They did it with sophistication. They did it with overwhelming technical efforts. And it was an active measures campaign driven from the top of that government. There is no fuzz on that. It is a high confidence judgment of the entire intelligence community. And the members of this committee have seen the intelligence. It's not a close call. That happened. That's about as unfake as you can possibly get and is very, very serious, which is why it's so refreshing to see a bipartisan focus on that, because this is about America, not about any particular party.
And he said he took as an order a request from the president to back off an inquiry into former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn's links with Russia.
Flynn had been forced to resign the day before, and the controversy around General Flynn at that point in time was centered on whether he had lied to the vice president about the nature of his conversations with the Russians, whether he had been candid with others in the course of that. And so that happens on the day before. On the 14th, the president makes specific reference to that. And so that's why I understood him to be saying that what he wanted me to do was drop any investigation connected to Flynn's account of his conversations with the Russians.
Well, he was asked why he didn't just refuse Mr. Trump's request to let go of that investigation.
I was so stunned by the conversation that I just took it in. And the only thing I could think to say, because I was playing in my mind, because I was going to remember every word he said, I was playing in my mind, what should my response be? And that's why I very carefully chose the words. And look, I've seen the tweet about tapes. Lordy, I hope there are tapes. I remember saying, I agree he's a good guy, as a way of saying I'm not agreeing with what you just asked me to do. Again, maybe other people would be stronger in that circumstance, but that's how I conducted myself.
The former FBI boss remained largely composed throughout his 2.5 hours of testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee, but he did become more impassioned when speaking about his time as head of the FBI.
To my former colleagues, if I may, I am so sorry that I didn't get the chance to say goodbye to you properly. It was the honor of my life to serve beside you, to be part of the FBI family, and I will miss it for the rest of my life. Thank you for standing watch. Thank you for doing so much good for this country. Do that good as long as ever you can.
The president hasn't yet commented personally on what Mr. Comey said. His lawyer, though, Mark Kasowitz, has just spoken, saying Mr. Comey's testimony exonerates the president.
The president never, in form or substance, directed or suggested that Mr. Comey stop investigating anyone, including the president never suggested that Mr. Comey, quote, let Flynn go, close quote. As the president publicly stated the next day, he did say to Mr. Comey, quote, General Flynn is a good guy. He has been through a lot, close quote. And also, quote, asked how General Flynn is doing, close quote.
Let's cross now to our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. Simon, you've been covering this today. Pretty explosive testimony and quite so many strands here. Does it, though, meet the crucial threshold that people are talking about, the obstruction of justice?
Well, we're going to find that out, aren't we, Susie? And I suspect we won't actually find that out for several months to come, possibly even a longer period than that, as the special counsel Robert Mueller continues with his work. But what we do know as a result of this testimony is, first of all, that James Comey says he is sure, that was his word, sure that Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor, is indeed now looking at Donald Trump as someone who may have committed obstruction of justice. Because as you heard there in James Comey's telling, Donald Trump lied to the American public when he said that he was firing James Comey because of the way that he had handled the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email account. In fact, Mr. Comey says he is convinced that he was fired because the Russia investigation was creating a pressure point at the White House that Donald Trump hoped to alleviate. But now we're in a situation where either James Comey is telling the truth or Donald Trump is telling the truth, because Donald Trump's lawyer has insisted that virtually everything James Comey testified about during the course of that three-hour hearing never happened. The President of the United States never told him to drop the investigation into Michael Flynn and ties between President Trump's then national security advisor and the Russians. Donald Trump never demanded loyalty from James Comey, even though James Comey says that it happened several times during several conversations. It never happened, said the president's attorney, in either form or substance. That's a pretty declarative statement, although oddly he then went on to suggest that the president is, of course, entitled to expect loyalty from anybody who is working for the administration. So there's a battle royal now underway between James Comey's version of events and Donald Trump's version of events. The president is not a liar, said Deputy White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders within the last couple of hours to reporters. There's one other slight fly in Donald Trump's ointment, though, and that came in the form of reaction from Paul Ryan, the Republican congressman who is Speaker of the House of Representatives, because as James Comey's testimony was underway, Paul Ryan offered a new line of defense for Donald Trump. He's just new in town. He didn't understand the protocols of the way in which a president of the United States was supposed to communicate with the FBI director. So you've got Paul Ryan, a very powerful Republican in Washington, saying, well, it's just because Donald Trump didn't quite know how to navigate the system. But you've got Donald Trump's lawyer saying it never happened. So one of those two men can't be right either.
So this, is it possibly putting various people, I suppose, on a collision course with each other? All the while, the information coming out further about the investigation into election interference from the Russians, and also things like the leak being admitted by James Comey.
Yes, I mean, there are dents that James Comey administered to himself during the course of this testimony. That acknowledgement that he had leaked one of his memos to a reporter through the offices of a friend of his at Columbia Law School. Trump's attorney has seized on that and has even suggested that James Comey should now be investigated for leaking privileged information. Should be pointed out that Donald Trump never invoked executive privilege over that information, but nonetheless, President Trump's lawyer is describing James Comey as a leaker and is suggesting that perhaps he should be pursued with regard to that. James Comey also came under pressure from some Republicans on the committee who said, look, if you were so disturbed and perturbed by the conversations you were having with the President of the United States, why didn't you go to the White House counsel's office and say, look, maybe the president doesn't quite understand how all this is supposed to work. Can you just have a chat with him and explain to him that he's not really supposed to be having these conversations with me? And James Comey didn't really have a particularly solid explanation for that beyond saying on numerous occasions that he was just stunned to find himself on the receiving end of these entreaties by Donald Trump. So you can expect the Trump team definitely to push back on that. But they've got a further problem in that James Comey says at no point in any of the nine conversations that he had with Donald Trump Did the president ever say to him, look, this Russian meddling in the election is so problematic. Don't you think we as a country really should do something to protect our electoral system from the Russians? What ideas have you got for that? What can we do to try and make sure the Russians can't interfere with future electoral processes? And James Comey said very clearly to the committee that he felt there was something just very strange about the way in which Donald Trump was approaching the entire Russia investigation.
Simon Marks in Washington, thank you very much for that update.